Here are the 10 most not so popular dog breeds. Number one, the pit bull. Actually, the pit bull is a generic term used to categorize several breeds, including the American Staffordshire Terrier, the American Pit Bull Terrier, and the Staffordshire Bull Terrier. Broken down into individual breeds, none of the above would make the terrible 10. However, one must keep in mind that the above breeds were designed to fight bears, bait bulls, and pit fighting. As with any dog on this list, a pit bull properly bred, socialized, and trained can be among the finest family pets, but you must remember the purpose for which the breed was designed. The members of the breeds that I just mentioned are bred to be aggressive, powerful fighters. Their bite exerts hundreds of pounds of pressure, more than that of the average German shepherd. It is what they were bred to do. Their enthusiasts love them passionately and would have them no other way. If I'm not mistaken, I think a bull terrier is 2,200 pounds per square inch. It's their crushing power in their jaw. Number two, the Rottweiler. Boy, isn't it funny. Makes the top 10 of the greatest and the top 10 of the not so greatest. Okay, the Rottweiler is a member of the CKC's working group. These magnificent, powerful, and intelligent dogs possess a calm, confident, and courageous manner with a self-assured aloofness. This is most certainly not a dog to be brought in then chained in the backyard. And these dogs need to be part of the family. Properly obtained and trained, these dogs are positively addictive for the confident, strong, uncompromising leader. Properly bred, trained, and socialized, this breed will be fine for households with older, confident, and mature children. The popularity of this magnificent breed has been its downfall. Unscrupulous breeders, anxious to make a quick profit, are as guilty of tarnishing this breed's name as the reckless owners whose low self-esteem drives them to seek the most menacing, under-socialized dog they can find. Finding a reputable, knowledgeable breeder is so important with this breed. So is a commitment to training. As great a joy as it is to own a properly bred one, one is asking for unequaled sorrow purchasing this dog from a less than knowledgeable breeder. When I was looking for my Rotties, if I couldn't read into the bitch's eyes, that is the female that had the litter, I would keep on walking. Because as far as I'm concerned, if you can't read into the dog's eyes, you can't read into their soul. Number three, Siberian Huskies, the original sled dog. The Siberian Husky's original purpose as a sled dog was to carry a light load at a moderate speed over great distances. Remember, a sled dog's place was not inside at his master's feet, but outside with the other sled dogs. His activity level inside is high, and he is playful. And this is a large and powerful dog. So think bull in a china shop, because huskies need a productive outlet for this high energy level. Yet again, the Siberian Husky's appearance on this list is a testament to the greed and selfish ambition of certain breeders. This breed's high prey drive and strong will temperament means it's not for everyone, especially with families with small children. Actually, whenever you see a high prey drive as a description regarding a breed, know that this is usually not a breed suited for families with young children under the age of 8. Small children, as they run and squeal, can be easily mistaken for prey. Dogs with high prey drive are programmed to react to the strong visual and auditory stimuli of an object moving quickly, making high-pitched sounds. Does that sound like your kids? By the way, I just retrained a husky with a Korean family who had no knowledge of how to train or what to do with the dog. And I came in there when the dog was 8 months old. And now the wife, the husband, and the teenagers, even though they do have selective hearing when the parents do ask them to walk the dog, can now manage the dog. And the dog is no longer destroying everything in sight. But I'll tell you something. When I left their place, my black jeans was a different color, mainly because I would succumb to showing a little bit of affection to the dog at the end of the lesson, and I'd be covered in nothing but hair. And I asked them how they handled it, and they said, well, we just vacuum every day. Number 4, St. Bernard. I know I keep saying this, but here's another breed that has been shamelessly exploited by poor breeders. If you have the time, space, and the commitment to properly train and socialize your puppy, plus the ability to tolerate lots of shedding and drooling, this is a wonderful breed. You can also be very creative with the scarves that you wear, sorry, not you, that your dog wears, being a St. Bernard, around his neck. This huge, powerful dog can be calm, sensible, gentle, and patient. He's loyal and anxious to please, but does not respond well to harshness or jerking during training. Number 5, the German Shepherd. Oddly enough, you'll find this breed listed on the top 10 breed for families and is a very popular dog. But the German Shepherd is known for its intelligence and faithfulness. Its many roles include family companion, guide dog, and police dog. This is a breed that should never be bought, then forgotten, in the backyard. A well-bred German Shepherd with proper training is a joy, while an improperly bred and untrained one is enough to turn you off dog ownership forever. I had a German Shepherd for a little while. I named him Coltrane, and he was a sable German Shepherd, which I really, really, really loved. Number 6, Great Dane. This regal, elegant breed is usually easygoing and mild-mannered. Great Danes require a lot of space and companionship, so be prepared to take this gentle giant with you and your family wherever you go. They're also notoriously clumsy as puppies and young adults, which mean adding a Dane puppy to the household with small children could mean trouble. Remember, the Great Dane grows faster than your kids, and I get to have the pleasure of babysitting a Harlequin Great Dane in about a week or so, and I will be able to tell you all about it because it's just a puppy. Last week, when the owner came to class, the dog was sitting on her lap. I wonder what the dog's going to be like this week when he comes to class if he still fits on her lap. Number 7, the Doberman Pinscher. Known worldwide as a guard dog, a military dog, and Schutzhund dog, the breed's manner is reserved and protected. While Dobie's temperaments varies, some are sweet and mellow, while others are nervous or suspicious. But either way, early training or socialization is a must. Number 8, a Chow Chow. Under this breed's adorable fuzzball appearance lies an independent, serious, and protective dog. Ongoing exercise, socialization, and supervision are essential when owning a Chow Chow. And leaving your Chow Chow unsupervised in your fenced yard for long periods of time can result in your dog being overly territorial, and that can make him aggressive to strangers entering his property. And here's something else to remember. Chows have limited peripheral vision because of their deep-set eyes, so it's best to approach a dog within the scope of that vision. Number 9, Alaskan Malamute. The most wolf-like of dogs, this breed is a true pack animal with a natural instinct to lead or to be led. Training of this beautiful dog must begin much sooner than with other breeds, as early as 3 to 5 months of age. This is a powerful, muscular, athletic dog with a high prey drive, and he isn't naturally submissive, though he will take his proper place in the pack if properly trained. And finally, number 10, the Akita, a powerful built dog originally developed to hunt bears in Japan. The Japanese now use the Akita as a guard dog and police dog. This breed can be difficult to train and will bite if threatened. While the Japanese mothers often left their children in care of the capable Akita, be warned that the breed tolerance of children does not usually extend beyond the family pack. Food for thought for suburban families who live in close proximity to dozens of neighborhood children. The Akita may view these neighborhood children as intruders. So, now you know. I'm not suggesting you don't get any of these breeds. I'm simply saying that be aware of their nature, their needs, and your own household situation, especially if you have little children around. Take note, I'm seriously considering getting a Saluki, but knowing the dog is a sight hound, knowing the fact I may never be able to let that dog off the leash because of what that dog was originally bred for, is making me hesitate in picking up that phone. Well, the Papillon is not on this list. His name comes from the French for butterfly because of the shape of his ears. Here's a little dog with a big heart and lots of energy, making him increasingly popular for agility training.